Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Doug, I love it. I've never heard the term Bay Village tuxedo in my life until Sunday morning. We could see the activewear. We love the activewear. Boy, you were feeling wonderful before the game anyway against the Baltimore Ravens, weren't you?
Well, it was the first time I've ever wore shorts to an NFL game. I was quite comfortable.
How was the experience for you guys? It seemed, I thought it sounded pretty good. I thought you guys sounded like you were right there. Of course, we have restrictions per NFL rules. What was it like for you and Jim?
You go back to when the Browns came back in 99 and Jim and I auditioned for the job. They had us do it off a TV monitor, and although Jim and I never auditioned together, we worked with, you know, different people, and we ended up getting the job. But it was kind of like that experience, except that we had two screens, and they were a little bigger than the little one they had when we initially did it. But one of the things, you know, all of a sudden the picture froze, which, you know, kind of puts you in a bind. But Jim is so good, you would have never known it froze.
I thought about that the other day. I go, Jim has been the soundtrack to some of the most heart-wrenching moments of the last 20 years for a lot of us fans out there, and we still all love him. That's got to be a lot of talent that guy has. And I didn't even hear it. It happened, I guess, while I was listening, because I was talking to Gibbs about it, and I didn't hear you guys skip a beat at all. So hopefully everything will be a lot smoother now that they're actually playing in front of you tonight. What do you do if you're the Browns, Doug? Do you just move on from that game?
I think you learn from it. I think, obviously, you know what your strengths are, and I think right now the strength is running the football. And, you get away from it. Of course, the score kind of dictates that. But, this is the team that runs the ball very effectively, and they got two great running backs. But I think, the thing, you can't look at Cincinnati's record last year, and they were 2-14, and say, oh, they're a two-win team. They played much better than that last year. In fact, the first game at the stadium when the Browns won, I thought, boy, that team played hard. And I think if you look back, I think they of their eight losses, they were by a touchdown or less.
Doug, what was that offense last week? And I mean, the fact they were moving the ball, that was fine early on, but I mean the stuff that I was promised. I was promised all the 12 personnel. I was promised all the Kubiak and the Shanahan stuff. Where did all that stuff go? Was it just that they fell behind early?
Well, they did fall behind early, but yeah, not the offense I expected to see either. I thought we'd see a little bit more movement, a little more throws to the tight end. I mean, we spent a lot of money in free agency, and we threw the, I think Hooper only had two or three catches. So that's not, kind of what you anticipated. But by the same token, this is for this coaching staff, it's their first go-round in an actual game. And Cincinnati has pretty much the same staff as, last year. And Baltimore, obviously, you look at them, they had the coach of the year, they had the assistant coach of the year, and then in the offseason they made the defensive coordinator the highest paid defensive coordinator in the year. So, they've been together, and, they know how to click on Sundays. It did take some time, not only for the players, but for the coaches.
What did you think of that offensive line, rebuild offensive line, last week? And with all the guys banged up, do you think that's going to be tough this week?
Well, yeah. You got people that are going to have to play hurt. I thought, overall, I thought the offensive line, played well. I thought Wyatt Teller, had a real good game. And, you know, JC, you know, he sucked it up as he usually does and, you know, played well. You know, Wills, while he was in there, he played well. But the problem is, you know, you get behind and you got to throw the ball. Then the other side, they just get to put, you know, their hand in the dirt and tee off on you. That makes it, you know, tough for any offensive line.
Doug Dickin joining us on the show right now. Does this expose how much preseason is needed, or do you think there's less preseason needed? Where do you stand?
Well, I think there's preseason needed. Unfortunately, you know, in today's game, you know, you don't really use the preseason to get your team chemistry. It's more for evaluation because guys only play like a quarter or so in each game. I think, you know, of course, not having the off season, that quarter or so becomes a lot more because, you know, you didn't have the time to work on it and your OTAs and all those things. And, I mean, you just to install a new offense and everything, you know, to get comfortable with the language, you know, if you change the language of it, you know, you're kind of a step behind because you're doing more thinking than you are reacting.
I know it wasn't going to be easy in week one against Lamar Jackson, the reigning MVP, and a guy that, you know, you had some success with early in the year, and then later in the year he got you, especially at the end of the first half and then in the second half. Overall, what did you think of their scheme that Joe Woods and friends deployed?
Well, I mean, you're kind of limited because you're really banged up in the back end of your secondary. And obviously, you know, once, you know, the Ravens got the lead, and especially on that 99-yard drive, that kind of broke your back. But, you know, you're playing from behind defensively and just hoping not to get gashed anymore. But, you know, there's a lot of things that they've got to, you know, improve on. And, you know, right now, with the way the injuries have, you know, taken out the linebackers and in the secondary, you know, you've got a couple of starters missing there. You've got, a couple of linebackers that are banged up. You know, it's going to be tough. And I think, you know, you look at Cincinnati, their team last year that was 32nd against the run, which, you know, when in that final game against Cincinnati, you know, the Browns did not, I think, ran the ball maybe 20 times compared to the Bengals running at 30-some with Mixon. And, you know, that was a difference in the game. You know, when you're not 100% health-wise, you can kind of control the tempo a little bit more with the running game than the passing game.
What do you think Kevin Stefanski has on his plate right now, Doug? Because no preseason, none of that other stuff, and now it's tough because you have a game where you had to come back from behind. I don't think he's really been able to run his offense throughout a game so far.
No, I agree. I think, you know, he hasn't. I mean, and, you know, the thing is they got beat in all the phases last, you know, week. You know, not only was it the offense, the defense, he had that 99-yard drive. The special teams, you know, they end up missing a field goal and an extra point. And, you know, all of a sudden you got guys hanging their head, you know, early in the game, and you don't want that. You want, you know, guys going full go and, you know, saying, hey, you know, we got a chance. But when you get behind that far that early, it makes for a long afternoon.
How do I involve Odell Beckham Jr. in this offense without just being completely fixated on number 13?
Well, I think, you know, you've got to run the ball. I mean, because you've got the running backs, and you all of a sudden, you know, once the safeties start, you know, cheating up, then you don't get the coverages rolled his way, and then all of a sudden you can take the shots down the field. But, you know, when you're playing from behind and they know it, and the other thing you got to look at is, you know, the Ravens had two, Pro Bowl cornerbacks, you know, Marcus Peters and Humphreys. Those were two, you know, good cornerbacks. And I think, you know, Humphreys, you know, likes to try to get in Odell's hand. If you go back a year, you know, they were always, you know, fighting with each other the whole game. And sometimes, you know, I've played against guys that, you know, their main goal is to get into your head. And then once they get into your head and you start worrying about them rather than what you're supposed to be doing, then you have problems.
Two steps forward, really one step forward and two steps back for David Njoku. How big of a loss is that for Baker? And then how frustrating has that been for David Njoku? He just can't get off the ground over the last couple of years.
Well, that's tough. I mean, you know, because he did have a good game. I mean, he caught the touchdown pass. He was obviously wide open there. But, you know, that's you know, this is a reason that they have three tight ends on the roster. And I think, you know, if you look at it, that was, you know, as we said earlier, that was one of the disappointing things that, you know, you heard how they like to throw to the tight ends and things like that. But, you know, all of a sudden, the tight ends kind of disappeared in the game.
Doug Deacon joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Lima, I hope I didn't have to cut you off on that. Well, how do I go about then? Because we know we're excited about the tight end play, and Harrison Bryant was a nice piece of camp. They tried to get him involved early. Austin Hooper had a catch early and then kind of disappeared. Again, I know we can't go off of that one game, just like what you said. How would you like to maybe work those tight ends into this offense? Maybe not even just this week, but over the course of time of the season.
Well, I think move the pocket around and, try to get the side of the field where you've got more than one receivers. And, you know, one of the problems that the Bengals had, you know, last year was their linebacking core. So they've got new people in there at linebacker and two of the three. And actually they run a lot of 4-2 and they bring in a fifth defensive back. But, you know, that's the way it's going to be a chess game. You know, can we match up and get the advantage in our personnel? And but if they're successful in running the football, all of a sudden the passing game is going to be I think a lot more effective, and it helps your pass protection because if you get behind like we did, those guys can just tee off. And the games where they got to honor the run on every play, then it's a different story.
Final question. You played for the Browns for a long time. You didn't play for Paul Brown, obviously. Good Lord, you're not that old.
Thank you, Ken, for noticing.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Of course, I had to get that in. We'll get a fat joke in here at some point, I'm sure. All right. Are you familiar with the Paul Brown Tuesday rule?
Which rule would that be? Paul Brown, I think, had a lot of rules.
That somebody had called in earlier this morning and brought up the Paul Brown Tuesday rule about being with your wife. No being with your wife after Tuesday. Were you familiar with that ever?
I had heard of the rule, but having been single my entire playing career, I didn't have that option.
Many athletes have lived by the credo, never a wife on any day that ends in Y.
Not sure who those athletes were.
Hey, okay. Will 6,000 fans tonight provide the spark, Doug? And will you fist bump? Because you can't shake hands. Will you fist bump all 6,000?
No, but I tell you what, it's going to be interesting. There were no fans in Baltimore, obviously. And, you realize the effect of the crowd. During the earlier in the season when they had the practices down at the stadium, they tried to pump in some kind of noise that sounded like a herd of wasps were, circling around.
Okay.
But it's you get to hear a lot more on the playing field than you normally would. And, I think it's going to be interesting to see what you can hear.
Doug, we always get to unwrap so much with you. We thank you so much for the time. I look forward to listening to you tonight since I will not be allowed to go to the stadium tonight. I'm at home and I'm staying home all throughout the evening, but I will be listening to you.
Well, your presence will be missed.
I'm sure it will. Certainly in the booth and at the buffet line, my friend.
Well, you took it out of my mouth.
I had to beat you to it. You see, I'm getting smarter. I'm smart, I told you. All right, Doug, thank you for the time, buddy.
Okay, guys.
Doug Deacon, the great Doug Deacon on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I think if you're going to the game tonight, you should be able to at least get a picture taken with Doug Deacon.
Well, you can take the picture from the booth. It's actually, well, I don't want to give away where they're at, not what they can sell, but where they're at. But, there's a lot of people, when fans are allowed in the stadium, there's plenty of people who turn around and try to start to talk to Doug and Jim. So, yeah, if you're one of the people in that quadrant, maybe you snap a photo of them up in the booth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.